Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. Leaves me speechless.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli ground troops for the first time today pushing further into areas of central Gaza City where several aid groups are based. It comes after more than 70 Palestinians were killed in the latest attempt trying to reach aid sites. Israel also carried out strikes hitting Gaza's only Catholic church last week, along with strikes on Syria's capital. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump was surprised by both.
He was caught off guard by the bombing in Syria and also the bombing of a Catholic church in Gaza, which, as you know, I addressed at my briefing last week. And in both accounts, the president quickly called the prime minister to rectify those situations.
The White House still pushing for a ceasefire deal. A Canadian father pleaded not guilty to murder in the death of his 9-year-old daughter. Police in upstate New York say Luciano Fratolin and his daughter Melina were driving from New York City to Montreal when they stopped in the Lake George area, and he called police faking her kidnapping. Authorities found her body in a shallow grave. On Wall Street, stocks ending mixed for the day. This is ABC News. In California, the younger brother of the late NFL star and former U.S. Army Ranger, Pat Tillman, has been arrested in San Jose, police accusing him of driving his car into a post office.
A motive is unknown for why 44-year-old Richard Tillman allegedly drove his car into a post office at around 3 a.m. on Sunday. That post office then caught fire. Investigators are looking into reports he live-streamed driving into it and may have spray-painted words on the outside. Postal Inspector Matthew Norfleet.
Postal inspectors are investigating as an intentional act. It will, of course, be determined in a court of law whether or not it was, but it does not look like an accident so far.
Tillman has been arrested for arson. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Jeep's parent company, Stellantis, says it will lose $2.7 billion in part due to tariffs imposed by President Trump. Sales in North America for Jeep plummeting by 25% in the second quarter. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, lows in the mid-60s, southeast winds of 5, otherwise mostly cloudy. Tuesday, partly sunny with a slight chance for showers or thunderstorms, highs of 87. And on Wednesday, look for partly cloudy skies. Heat index could be over 100, highs of 93. With southwest winds at 5, it's 82 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Grant County suffered its fifth motor vehicle fatality of 2025 over the weekend. Saturday night at approximately 7:50, the Grant County Sheriff's Dispatch Center received a crash detection notification from an iPhone in the area of Baker Ford Road and Wig Road. Deputies responded and located a one-vehicle crash. It was discovered Linda Bottomley, 75, of Platteville, was traveling westbound in her car when she crossed the center line and left the roadway. The vehicle continued into the ditch and crossed a creek before coming to a stop. Bottomley was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the accident and suffered injuries to her upper body as a result. Linda Bottomley was transported to Southwest Health Center by Southwest Health EMS, where she died. According to the Grant County Coroner, Bottomley suffered a medical incident which likely caused the crash. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Southwest Health EMS and Platteville Fire Department. A group of Republican state lawmakers is renewing efforts to repeal a partial veto by Governor Tony Evers that increased school funding for the next 400 years. A newly proposed bill would eliminate the per-pupil adjustments from the 2023-25 biennial state budget beginning in the 2026-27 school year. The partial veto allows school districts to raise revenue limits by $325 per student every year through 2024-25. The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld the veto following a legal challenge earlier this year. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit challenges a rule change by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It argues the rule change would make it more difficult for residents to obtain health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the change would decrease the total enrollment in Wisconsin's individual marketplace and make premiums less affordable. State lawmakers have proposed new legislation adding regulations to protect residents from scams involving cryptocurrency payments. The proposed bill would restrict the operations of Bitcoin treasury machines and require cryptocurrency companies to refund people if they lose money in a scam after being enticed to send the funds through one of the machines. It would also allow a maximum of $1,000 to be transferred at one time and limit fees that cryptocurrency companies can charge. The proposed bill could be considered this fall. A Wisconsin farmer is slamming efforts underway to protect the weed killer Roundup. If a law is passed, thousands of claims linking the product to cancer would be tossed out. Here's Terry Barr.
Hans Brighton Moser is speaking openly about the moves by Bayer, the owner of Roundup, to be legally protected from lawsuits filed against the company. More than 90% of the corn and soybean crops in the state are treated with a weed killer, and the Lincoln County farmer believes people have the right to hold a product accountable if there are health issues associated with it. There are more than 180,000 claims across the country, including Wisconsin, alleging Roundup caused cancer.
If you're producing a product and there's hazards with it, then you have to be able to step up and defend it. But to try and change the rules on how the referee operates so that you don't have to defend it is total BS, and we should be calling BS on that.
Brighton Moser also believes Bayer's lobbying is a part of a growing problem, the use of corporate money to influence state agriculture policy. Now, two states signed a bill this month to shield Bayer from these Roundup lawsuits. A similar bill is being discussed in six other states. We're waiting to see what Wisconsin decides to do.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health detailed the connections between extracurricular activities and youth mental health in its most recent fact sheet, finding that kids who participate in extracurriculars, such as lessons, sports, after-school clubs, or community service, tend to have better mental health. Extracurriculars are organized activities that teach important life skills like teamwork, interpersonal communication, and stress management, which in turn bolster kids' well-being and improve their lifetime outcomes. Linda Hall, director of the Office of Children's Mental Health, says, quote, "Extracurriculars also increase belonging, which is essential to mental well-being," end quote. Historically, many students have been involved in school activities like band, theater, and student government, as well as sports. Students also join after-school clubs or take lessons in their community. Regardless of where the activity takes place, extracurriculars are known to help kids create strong bonds with their peers, develop conflict resolution skills, and be more engaged with school. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced there are 3,055,000 total non-farm jobs in the state, according to June 2025 preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Preliminary employment estimates for June 2025 showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked down to 3.2%, which is 0.9 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.1%. The state's labor force participation rate ticked down to 65.1% in June, while the national rate decreased slightly to 62.3%, making Wisconsin's participation rate 2.8 percentage points above the rest of the nation. The 2025 National High School Rodeo Finals concluded Saturday in Rock Springs, Wyoming. We kept an eye on the results of entrants who competed at the state finals held last month in Richland Center. In Saturday morning's performances in barrel racing, Sage Kind of Oxford placed 12th with a time of 17.882. In boys cutting, Cade Parrish of Lavelle tied for 8th place with a score of 198. In goat tying, Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 9th with a score of 9.22. In pole bending, Maddie McBride of Holman placed 10th with a score of 21.28. In Saturday night's performances in steer wrestling, Braden Carlson of Medford placed 4th with a score of 5.74. By aggregate in bareback riding, Cade Parrish ended in a three-way tie for 45th with an average of 65. In barrel racing, Quinn Donsky of Sparta placed 51st with an average of 35.936. Sage Kite placed 62nd at 36.118. Kenzie Mason of Scandia, Minnesota placed 146th at 41.682. Hadley Alderson of Onalaska placed 158th at 43.335. And Callie Parrish of Lavelle placed 177th at 50.443. In boys cutting, Cade Parrish finished in a three-way tie for 48th with an average of 396, and Tyler Parr of Mondovi finished in 67th at 271. In girls cutting, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield tied for 44th place with an average of 413. Lainey Lund of Lime Springs, Iowa placed 53rd at 409.5. Callie Parrish placed 107th at 194, and Kaylee Check of Toma placed 111th at 186. In goat tying, Callie Parrish placed 42nd with an average of 17.13. Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 80th at 20.3. And Brinley Hoffman of Townsend placed 104th at 22.27. In pole bending, Maddie McBride of Holman placed 35th with an average of 42.551. Kaylin Olendick placed 132nd at 53.025. And Evelyn Taylor of Lancaster placed 174th at 22.008. In Rain Cowhorse, Tyler Parr of Mondovi placed 45th with an average of 554.5. In Saddle Bronc, Trip Kite of Oxford placed 13th with an average of 147. In steer wrestling, Braden Carlson placed 4th with an average of 22.18. Braden Scaife of Lancaster placed 13th at 10.2, and Toy Regitz of Cassville placed 70th at 13.87. In tie-down roping, Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids placed 38th with an average of 26.5. Kyan Nelson of Toma placed 112th at 13.33, and Lucas Miller of Mineral Point placed 127th at 16.32. In team standings, the Wisconsin boys team finished in 16th place with 1,055 points. Team Wisconsin placed 6th place in Division 4 and 26th overall. Governor Tony Evers proclaimed this week as Aviation Week in Wisconsin in recognition of the world's largest aviation celebration. The Experimental Aircraft Association Air Venture Week is taking place in Oshkosh. Wisconsin Department of Transportation is eager to celebrate aviation along with aircraft enthusiasts from across the world. In 2024, EAA Air Venture saw record-breaking numbers with 686,000 people in attendance, more than 10,000 aircraft arrivals at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, and other airports across east-central Wisconsin. According to the EAA, the event generated $170 million for the 5 counties in the Oshkosh region. The event also boasted more than 850 commercial exhibitors and hosted international guests from 98 different countries.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W Root Beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right. Your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Audrey Jean Peterson, 89, of Middleton, died Friday at home. A memorial service will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. A graveside ceremony will immediately follow the service, followed by a luncheon at the Blue River Community Building. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Alzheimer's Association or your local Humane Society or animal shelter. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is serving the family of Audrey Jean Peterson, 89, of Middleton. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family of Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We're going to continue to have our unusual weather pattern sticking around as we get through not only the rest of this week, but into next weekend as well. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies and humid conditions as we head into tonight. Lows are only going to be in the mid-60s. Winds are going to be on the light side, coming mostly from a southeastern direction, around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, we're looking at partly sunny skies. It's going to be warm and a little more humid. We're looking at a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm developing in the late afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 80s, wind coming from the southeastern direction around 10 miles an hour. Now Tuesday night, we're looking at muggy conditions and continued slight chance of a shower or storm developing. Lows are going to be warmer. We're looking at mid 70s for overnight lows. Southern wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Middle of the week on Wednesday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, but it's going to be very hot and humid. We're looking at highs in the low to mid 90s. Heat index is expected to be well over 100, and we're going to have a warm breeze coming in from mostly a southwestern direction. Gusts up to 20 miles per hour can be expected. Thursday, we're looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies, hot and sticky conditions. Showers and storms are likely, especially by the afternoon hours. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 80s. Friday, we are going to have just a slight bit of relief, more clouds than sun, muggy conditions sticking around, and a few showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout the day, highs once again in the mid-80s. Saturday is going to have a decrease in clouds throughout the day to start off the weekend, still going to be humid, we're looking at highs in the mid-80s and a 20% chance of showers and storms in the morning. And then going into the end of the weekend on Sunday, partly cloudy skies, winds a slight bit humid, 20% chance of storms at night, highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your day.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system,
or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at RichlandCountyBank.com.
With some hazy sunshine, we are at 82 degrees, our high today being 83 and our low being 56. Yesterday, we had a high of 80 and no precipitation. A record high on this day set all the way back in 1901 at 104, while a record low of 45 was set back in 1970. Last year on this day, our high was 82 and our low 64. Sunset today will be at 8:35, sunrise tomorrow at 5:41. No precipitation today, but the barometer continues to fall. It's at 30.5. Southwest winds are at 3. Again, it's 82 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Monday Evening Sports, sponsored today by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Milwaukee Brewers are going to try to go for 11 in a row when they get ready to take on Seattle tonight. Another road series for the Brew Crew, but they swept the Dodgers this weekend as they have now tied the Chicago Cubs for first place in the National League Central. In 8:40 first pitch time tonight, you can hear that game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Three young Packer players have been singled out as offering the potential to become breakout stars. Athlon Sports released a 22-man team over the weekend. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan was described as having quick feet and active hands as he fights for a starting job. Defensive lineman Lucas Van Ness could offer some disruptive production this fall in Green Bay. And linebacker Edgerrin Cooper could become a prominent playmaker in his second season in the NFL. Training camp for the Packers starts Wednesday. A top recruiter for the Wisconsin Badger football program is leaving for a position with the Las Vegas Raiders. Zach Zilm Jr. was the associate director of player personnel for the last 2.5 years. He first joined the Badgers in February of 2023. He was part of the effort that delivered the top 25 recruiting classes in 2024 and 2025 cycles. He will be a player personnel assistant for the Raiders.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
A Portland newspaper reports guard Damian Lillard wasn't happy during his 2 years playing with the Bucks. A story in the Oregonian says Lillard didn't want to come to Milwaukee in the first place. He wanted to go to Miami, but his agent convinced him the Bucks gave him a better chance to win an NBA title. And that didn't happen, with his new team getting knocked out of the playoffs in the first round twice. Lillard also had injury problems. He just signed a deal that returns him to Portland. The Indiana Fever thought Caitlin Clark's return might solve some of their wild first half ride. They were getting healthy, beating good teams, and starting to meet expectations. Then, two-time All-Star got hurt again in the final minute of last week's game at Connecticut. Indiana lost by double digits the next night to defending champion New York. Clark missed the last weekend All-Star festivities in Indianapolis and is likely to sit out Tuesday night when the Fever again play the Liberty. And Tennessee quarterback Will Levis will have season-ending shoulder surgery, keeping him from competing for playing time in his third season with the Titans. The Titans announced today that Will made his decision after consulting with doctors and his representatives. The Titans are reported Tuesday for training camp. The Titans said in a statement they support his decision to focus on long-term health. Tennessee opens the preseason on August 8th at Tampa Bay, with the regular season opener September 7th at Denver. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Coming this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
At Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans and corn are higher Monday. Cattle and hogs finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down on profit-taking and good weekend rainfall in some key U.S. growing areas that lasted into early this week. Forecasts into at least early next month look hot for much of the region, potentially causing some stress. August beans were down 12 and 3 quarters at 10.15. September was 10 and a half, lower at 10.10 and a half. August bean meal was 3.50 lower at 270.50. August bean oil was 25 points higher at 56.07. Corn took some profits while digesting the weekend weather and keeping an eye on outlooks for the rest of the month. Brazil's second crop harvest has made a solid advance, but is still just behind normal. September corn was down 4 3/4 at 4.03 3/4. December was 5.5 lower at 4.22 1/4. And wheat also saw some profit taking as Chicago and Kansas City continued to watch winter wheat harvest activity at home and abroad. Minneapolis is monitoring rain chances in dry parts of the spring wheat growing region. September Chicago was 4 cents lower at 5.42 1/4. September Kansas City wheat on Monday was down 3 1/4 at 5.25 3/4. September Minneapolis was 9 cents lower at 5.86 1/2. Live and feeder cattle closed sharply higher, getting ready for this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner is going to have your full look at that in just a moment. August live was up 167 at 225.22, and October was $1.80 higher at 221.62. August feeders are up 360 at 327.60. September feeder cattle were 350 higher at 327.70. And hogs closed higher, supported by the cash and wholesale business during the session. August was up 87 cents at 107.35. October was 35 higher at 90.97. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. We are celebrating generations of progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment of all kinds. Mark your calendars August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
Cash cattle trade activity had a quiet start to the week. Show lists are lower across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. And with big reports coming out from the USDA on Friday, significant trade volume could very likely be delayed until the very end of the week. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for light offerings. Choice down $1.48 at $3.7207. Select was $1.44 lower at $3.5005. Estimated cattle slaughter was 105,000 head, down 7,000 on the week and down nearly 9,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 4.92 with a weighted average of 110.47. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 110.44. And the Western Corn Belt was up 4.16 with a weighted average of 110.30. Pork values were higher, up $1.73 at 119.52. And estimated hog slaughter was 458,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137. Or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The USDA's national crop ratings were mixed over the past week. The corn rating did hold at 74% good to excellent, with 56% of the crop silking. 68% of U.S. soybeans are good to excellent, down 2% on the week, with 62% blooming and 26% at the pod setting stage. More news up next on Brownfield.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
What's your name?
Leonard Skinner.
Girl.
Live in concert.
Sweet home.
Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair. With special guest Tiger Lily Gold. Celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Digital ag professor says a recent study from CropLife and Purdue University shows slow growth in precision agriculture adoption. Bruce Erickson says the current state of the ag economy is holding farmers back from making any new investments.
Some people perceive that the cost of the precision services is greater than the benefits that people receive.
Another potential railroad consolidation is being watched by the Soy Transportation Coalition. Executive Director Mike Steenhook tells Brownfield Union Pacific possibly acquiring Norfolk Southern Railroad would be a seismic event if it happened, since none of the U.S.-based railroads have coast-to-coast service. He says if this transaction moves forward, it might encourage more consolidation.
It would provide significant momentum behind a merger or acquisition with the remaining two railroads, BNSF Railway and CSX.
More news online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett.
Potential farmland market instability. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An ag real estate specialist says there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty that could impact farmland values. Paul Shadig with Farmers National Company tells Brownfield on and off again tariffs, ag policy questions, and global unrest all could factor into ag land prices in the months ahead. And he says it's happening at a time when net farm income is projected to be the lowest in 5 years. More after this.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
National Company Senior Vice President of Real Estate, Paul Shadig, says the ag land market has remained remarkably stable halfway through 2025.
Even with the pressures that we've seen in the ag economy and commodity markets, that we really have not seen much of a downturn. There are certain pockets where maybe we've seen some decreases in the single digits, but overall, we just keep clipping along at a pretty stable rate.
What do you think is behind that resilience?
Well, I think the primary reason for that stability is that we talk about this economic principle of supply and demand, that there are just more motivated buyers out in the market yet today and fewer sellers, fewer individuals willing to give up that valuable asset.
Are those buyers predominantly farmers, or are we seeing other interested parties?
When we look at who the buyers of ag land are, they continue to be that ag producer who is looking for an opportunity to expand his operation or buy that property next door. But we have to be very careful to consider that the land investors are a big part of the market. Most of those are on the sidelines waiting for the right opportunity or the right return on that investment to deploy the cash that they have available.
You mentioned supply and demand, and I'm wondering if between 2020 and 2023, and even as recently as this year, just with the amount of land that's been sold, did we see so many transactions over the past few years, Paul, that's certainly playing a part in the lack of supply right now?
You know, time tells us, or time answers those questions for us a lot of times. And if you want to call it armchair quarterbacking, if I look back over that period where we just had a tremendous amount of land sales in the industry, it's very possible. If you had asked me that question a couple of years ago, we didn't have that clarity. But I think looking back on it now, you're correct that that could be a reason that we're maybe down in inventory now is because we were so far above the average back during those periods.
That's Paul Shadig with Farmers National Company. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Broadcasting fresh from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, your daily dose of down home country and community.
Tom, it's every bomb. My friend named Jack. guess I'm just a little bit scared. Guess I'm not as strong as I thought. When I see you lying there, I worry about losing you. I used to think of only me, but that was long ago. Now I find it hard to conceive life without you.
Maybe I don't wanna be the one to face this life all alone at the end of the day. When the sun goes down, I want you right here in my arms forever. Every little smile, every move you make, it's like a dagger to my heart, took my breath away. All I ask is that you be mine forever.
Think about what you're doing here. If you're anything less than sincere, tell me now. Let yourself out the door. No harm, no foul. Kill me now. Save me all the pain. But if you feel the way I do, stay. Let me make love to you.
Maybe I don't wanna be the one to think.
This life all alone at the end of the day. When the sun goes down, I want it right here in my arms forever.
Every little smile, every move you make, it's like a dagger to my heart, took my breath away. All I ask is that you be mine forever.
Guess I'm not as strong as I thought. When I see you lying there, I worry about losing you.
John Michael Montgomery with Forever on WRCO. Tomorrow, Southwest Cap pop-up food pantry truck will be at the parking lot at 345 West Street in Arena. They'll be from noon to one or until gone. And so you can make your plans now. You don't have to wait forever. It's coming up tomorrow. Also, tomorrow, the Red Cross Blood Drive will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online to redcrossblood.org.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. And I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love. always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me, so I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know. I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case, just in case.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes. When it's time for new windows, look no further than the team at All American Do It Center. Anderson 400 Series are the clad wood windows more contractors trust for their own homes. Contractors love them because they're easy to install and are time-tested, and are the windows with fewer installation callbacks. Homeowners love their superior design with styles that bring their unique vision to life. Explore the beauty of Anderson windows today at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American. 100.9
WRCO. Well, I'm red from brunettes, blondes, and corvettes. Redheads, I stop on a dime.
Sticker for my bumper just yet, but I break from brunettes.
living like sardines, no space to call your own. Traffic jams, commuter lines, monthly quotas, a daily grind. In a hurry, not a time, the pressure's on. They're pushing, they're shoving, they're living on the edge. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, sitting on the front porch, swinging with Blanche. World's running from an avalanche. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. On the blink, Y2K, what a stink. They bring the city to the brink, but not out here. The only thing that we got online is the fish we caught for supper time. Let me tell you, peace of mind is the last frontier. They're pushing, they're shoving, they're living on the edge. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, sitting on the front porch, swinging with Blanche. World's running from an avalanche. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Out there crawling like ants upon the ground. Oh, oh. Hear them calling, the sky. Sitting on the front porch, swinging with Blanche. World's running from an avalanche. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, sitting on the front porch, swinging with Blanche. World's running from an avalanche. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
For the week, could WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Passengers are crediting the pilot of a Delta regional jet for maneuvering to get out of the path of a B-52 bomber over the skies of Minot, North Dakota last week. That plane from Minneapolis was close to landing. The Air Force confirming the B-52 conducted a flyover at the State Fair.
It wasn't broadcasting its signal, so we can't see it on publicly available radar. We don't know how close those planes got. But I spoke with passengers on board, and they say that they could see it right out their window. And we hear the pilot on the announcement say that it was coming right at them, and he had to make that, quote, aggressive maneuver to get away.
ABC's Sam Sweeney. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard announced on social media the release of 230,000 files related to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It includes details of the FBI's investigation and convicted killer James Earl Ray. Actor Malcolm Jamal Warner has died. Police in Costa Rica say the 54-year-old drowned due to a high current in the water. This is ABC News. In Los Angeles, charges are expected to be filed against the man accused of ramming his car into a crowd outside a nightclub overnight Saturday, injuring more than 30 people.
According to law enforcement sources, it appears